This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد في الأولين، وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الآخرين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. We are blessed الحمد لله to have been of those who were fortunate enough to experience the blessed 10 days of the Hijjah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has brought us the joy of the day of Arafah and the day of Nahr, the day of Eid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us many more years of happiness with our families, with our communities and our loved ones in high spirits and in love and in communion with each other, seeking the almighty pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and I in all of the endeavors that we seek in life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists us in all that which is good in this dunya and good in the akhirah, that Allah protect you and I from the punishment of Jahannam. Allahumma ameen. It's a pleasure and honor, alhamdulillah, to congregate with you, although virtually, with my dear brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom and across the world through the wonderful facility of Islam Channel. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the time that we spend together over the next hour a time of comfort and knowledge, and one where we seek to acquaint ourselves of the details of what Allah has obligated upon us as Muslims through the tradition and the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, as you know, that this is a live call-in session for Islamic Q&A. This is a regular meeting, alhamdulillah, that I have with you now that we've come out of our Eid festivities and holidays and the blessed days of the Hijjah. And we'll be meeting live together every Wednesday, inshallah, at this time, 12 p.m. London time and 7 p.m. In Perth, 7 a.m. in New York City. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to gather us, make us from those who are privileged and honored with this setting many, many more times. I wanted to speak about how to end our days of Eid and to anticipate and look forward to the new Eid. Now, one of the things that's special about the days of Eid is that they are commemorations of worship, commemorations of love, and commemorations of commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will notice that our days of Eid are days that join us in worship together as a community in a ritual that allows us to think of that which will happen into the coming days, years, and future endeavors that we seek together. The purpose, of course, of us coming together in the rituals of Hajj, the rituals of Ramadan and fasting, and in the rituals of the day of Eid, is that as we come together, worshiping together, gathering together in our large numbers, in all different parts of the world, in all of our cities, and in all of our communities, what that does is that it makes us feel as one. And therefore, one of the ultimate messages of the Eid, one of the ultimate messages of the spirit of our celebration in the worship of Allah, is that we understand, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. This ummah of yours, O Rasulullah, O ummah of Islam, is one nation. And وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. And I am your Lord, so worship me alone, Allah commands subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, when we come together, we facilitate from near and far that spirit of togetherness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic hadith that our ummah is an ummah that is marhuma, an ummah that has the mercy of Allah upon it, which doesn't necessarily mean that we're given an easy pass in life. Rather, the rahmah of Allah usually must follow the difficulties that make us worthy of earning it. And I thought I would speak about hardship that follows ease and comfort that follows difficulty. SubhanAllah, the life of the Prophet ﷺ is a great indication of what you and I should aspire to and what you and I should see as a methodology of life, as a way of dealing with our problems, as a way of being comforted. And one of the great surahs given to the Prophet ﷺ is Surah Al-Duha. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. you know, by the daybreak, O Muhammad, and the repealing of the darkness. And see, the ultimately, as human beings, we need both the light and the darkness to survive. You need both the hardship as well as the ease to be a functional human being. You were not created to not ever be tested. You were not put upon this place and this earth and given this life and opportunity of worship to be given an easy pass. In fact, you will only appreciate the ease and the comfort when you have toiled through some of the adversities and difficulty. And in fact, the only way some of your character and the trueness of your purpose in life, that it can ever be uncovered and made known to yourself and others, is only known through the hardship. Where else would you demonstrate courage? How else can you demonstrate patience? Where else will you demonstrate that enduring sabr and being able to go further than the next and do what other people back away from because you seek the pleasure of Allah and safety and protection for others? And therefore, some of the greatest characteristics that we honor as human beings are only ever established and made known in moments of dire, moments of difficulty, moments of hardship, and moments of strain, and that which may lead to tragedy and sorrow. And therefore, we celebrate those who have given their life for a better cause and a better purpose that has outlived them. We still celebrate the likes of Hamza radiallahu anhu wa Allah. We celebrate Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu, the first martyr of Islam, Sumayya radiallahu anha, those who gave their life so that you and I would be able to hear, understand, and accept, and then state and teach to others, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, through the virtue of the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, it should not astonish you that the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very tumultuous. There were days of daylight and daybreak and happiness and the birds were singing, and there were days of sorrow and days of sadness. And in fact, a year of huzn, a year of sorrow in the year of his blessed wife, Khadija al-Kubra, radiallahu anha, passing away, alayhi afdalus salaam wa atammut taslim. All of that kind of takes us to our greater purpose in life, our greater praise in life, is that we come together to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives us the good and the difficulty, the bitter with the sweet, and they are alternating together like ad-duha wal layl, like the alteration of the night and day. But what is the constant between all of this upheaval in my life and yours? Allah says, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Your Lord will never leave you. Your Lord does not depart from you. Your Lord will never forsake you. Your Lord does not stay away from you. And your Lord will never give you up that you will be forgotten. Subhanallah. This is a promise given to our Prophet ﷺ, but also given to all of us in likewise. And therefore, what is a constant test in your life is not the good and the bad, but how you respond to it. And the aim, of course, for you and I as believers, that whenever we experience the elation of happiness or the somberness of sorrow, that in both conditions, our heart finds leveled, balanced, equitable tranquility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we remain content with Allah. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولًا. We are content with Allah as our Lord, Islam as our path in life, and the way and the example and the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our greatest representation and the ideals that we seek to mold and model ourselves after. That becomes the rising sun of our life. That is what removes the darkness from our life. It's not whether we will have happiness or sorrow as a footnote in our life, but it's what we did with our life and it's how we responded to the good days and the bad days, to the days of joy and the days of difficulty. All of them are from Allah. All of them are in the power of Allah. And all of them are making us accountable to Him in our reaction, response, and behavior. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to favor you and I to be from the best of believers, distinguishing ourselves with the best of ethics, character, and manners, with him subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that regard, you see then Allah continues in that surah. And this surah is really important for us to remember after our days of celebration, after our days of Eid, after our days of happiness and family and togetherness, that we continue to remember that Allah is always with us, whether we were happy and happy or we are facing moments of strife and difficulty. And subhanAllah, Allah is with us. Inni ma'akum. The ma'iyya of Allah, the withness of Allah, is a very powerful testament that Muslims testify in and accept as a part of our belief in our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's the secret of success? What Allah continues to the Prophet sallallahu فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَخْفَى. Let not you, who used to be an orphan, Muhammad, ignore those who are orphans today. Let not you, the one who was in need and was strengthened by me, forget to fulfill, to honor, to assist in the needs of others. Let not you, who's been blessed with so many things, in a moment of hardship and tragedy, forget to proclaim the praise of the blessings that I have bestowed upon you. وَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Those three important advice are very important for you and I, very important for our families and our community. In fact, you know, the general principle that we have as Muslims that we take from the character, the ethics, the modality, and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that if you have received, then give. If you have been blessed, then share. If you have been honored, then lift others up. If you have been favored, then look for those who you can pull along with you. The way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not to celebrate in an individualistic capacity at the exclusion of others. And when I say celebrate, whether it's worship, whether it's appreciate, whether it's think of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala incumbents upon all of us to be of those who are not inward at the peril of those who are around us, that we ignore their needs of us. Subhanallah, the Prophet ﷺ is reminded, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Didn't I find you an orphan, ya Muhammad, and I was the one who protected you? Meaning it wasn't your uncles that were there. It wasn't your family that took shelter of you. It wasn't your mother and Halima Sa'idiyya and all of those, radiallahu anhu, sahaba. It wasn't those people who assisted you. In fact, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm the one that put in place everything that you would need. And therefore become like those who I sent in your service, become like that in the service of others. And therefore, the golden rule that we have as Muslims, the golden rule is that if you receive, give. And if you've been blessed, share. And if you've been honored, elevate along with you others. Train others, prepare others, teach others. And if you have been given knowledge, do not hold on to it, but in fact, spread it and share it and teach it with those who are near and those who are far. That is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we were to summarize Surah Al-Duha as a constitution of life, as a habit for you and I to model our behavior around, as a way for you and I to appreciate what it is that Allah seeks from us in life, you can see that this surah was meant to be the guiding light in the darkness. And therefore it carries that name. You know, the word duha means daybreak. It's not fajr, it's not, you know, sunrise. Because sunrise, it's still dark and it's beautiful, but it's not, you know, brilliantly lit. It's not clear. Duha is where the sun is at a part in the sky that has not made it too high up, that it's too hot. It's not too low, that it's still the beginning of the day and everybody's still lethargic. It's at a time where everybody's awake. Even those who have slept in are awake by the time of duha. It's a time where everyone is just about to get busy. It's also the time where the world takes on its splendor. The shops open, everybody's ready to do something. And it's at that moment, Allah says, that goodness of that day, the blessing of that duha, is in that same way, is the example of Muhammad in your life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad is our fajr. He is the dawn of new faith. He's the dawn of reminding mankind of their obligation to Allah. He is the one Allah used, لِيُخْرِجُكُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, to help us escape the darknesses into the singular light of belief in the one true God, Al-Wahid Al-Ahad, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, in the life of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are incredible examples of how you and I are to adjust our behavior, bi-idhnillah. It's important, alhamdulillah, that we continue in our journey of seeking acquaintance with the Quran, to be prepared to follow in the example of the Prophet ﷺ in the good that he received, but also to be as patient as he was in the hardship. And this surah was given to the Prophet ﷺ in a moment where the world seemed to darken around him. And Allah was as if promising him, I swear to you by the rising sun, I swear to you, Ya Muhammad, that the light is coming. It will remove the darkness that you are in. The surah arrived after a fatra, after a period of time. Some ulama say 6 months with the Quran in fatra stopped descending upon the Prophet ﷺ. And Allah ordered that Jibreel would not descend upon the Prophet ﷺ for a day, a week, a month, two, three, four, 6 months, and without notice. And the Prophet ﷺ, it's at that moment that the people of Quraysh, you know, one of them was Umm Jameel, the wife of Abu Lahab, who Allah condemned the both in the Quran. Tabbat Aba Lahab wa Tab, you know, wa mra'atuhu, both of them are condemned in the Quran. She would say to the Prophet, قَدْ قَلَاكَ رَبُّ, your Lord has given up on you. Your Lord has disgraced you. Your Lord not only are we the ones who reject you and repel you, but even the one that you are calling us to is giving you up and forsaking you. And Allah says, "Ma wada'aka," your Lord has never made wada'. You know, wada' means to say goodbye and to bid farewell. I've never bid you farewell, Ya Muhammad, and I would never forsake you, O my messenger, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this shows us that at times we will be tested where we have to maintain our faith, maintain the rigor of our practice, maintain our belief in Allah, even though we may seem to have disconnected from Allah. Even though we have missed one prayer or two, we've been negligent in our siyam, we haven't given our charity or zakah, we haven't been as best as we could to some of our family members, there's arguments, there's divorce, there's dissension, I've rebelled, I've made a mistake, and my parents don't know, whatever it is. Whatever circumstance, ma wada'aka, your Lord will never give up on you. Your Lord will never would leave you. Your Lord will never push you away, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is always inviting us back to Him. Fafirru ila Allah, return hurriedly, flee back to Allah. Where are you going? Ayna tadhhabun? And therefore what you see in the Prophet ﷺ is in the darkest moment when everybody is ridiculing him, his sahaba are being abused, and then Allah has ordered that communication not be continued with him as a test for the Prophet ﷺ, what remains balanced is his love, fear, hope, and worship of Allah. He worshipped Allah when he was being spoken to as much as he worshipped Allah when he was being tested with this moment of silence and quiet in his life, in his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we're ending, inshallah, our discussion before we take our break, and I know that there are some of you who are on the phone lines, inshallah, look forward to engaging with you after our short 5 or 6 minute break. I just want to leave you with two actionable points, two things that you can do to capitalize in a moment of sorrow, in a moment of sadness, and in a moment of difficulty, to capitalize and rebuild your relationship with Allah, that it blooms even stronger than having gone into the difficulty. One is to focus on the good things that remain. SubhanAllah, sometimes we get tunnel vision that we look into the difficulty that we're in, and it seems that that's the only thing. We'll take one caller before we take our break. Assalamu alaikum, caller. How can I help?
Yes, please. Sheikh. I didn't hear the beginning of it. Talking about Salah, Duha. Can we pray now this time, 7:30? Is it okay in the morning?
So Salat al-Duha is a halfway point between Dhuhr time and Fajr sunrise. So when the sun has risen and it is up in the sky, about half of the time between then and Salat al-Duha. So just say it's 8 o'clock over there and Dhuhr prayer is at 12. You can pray from 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in that range. Would be okay for you to pray Salat al-Duha, inshallah. Okay, and that's a confirmed Greek sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first thing
is... I've been praying early.
Oh, mashallah. It's accepted, inshallah, but that's the most optimal time, inshallah, according to some of the scholars. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. May Allah accept your previous prayers and those into the future, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. So we'll end with the last two points that are actionable. First is continue to appreciate and show gratitude for the things that you have existing in your life that maybe your difficulty has blinded you to. So perhaps you know, there's a loss of income or a loss of job, but subhanAllah, look towards your family, look towards your maybe your spouse, maybe your children, look towards the health of your parents. Allah has continued to favor you in something that's so near you that at times you don't see it because it's so close, you're looking past it. And the second thing, inshallah, is to continue maintaining your prayer. Whether you feel that you are worthy of an answer from Allah or not, never give up hope in your salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. We'll take a quick break and we'll return soon after, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulil amri.